Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR.
And I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
Okay, Emma, is it just my imagination, or is rain better for your garden than regular watering?
Well, rainwater could have some benefits to it. Often it's a little bit more acidic, which is nice for a lot of plants. And it may have minerals in it that you're not going to get necessarily from the water that's coming out of your hose.
Well, let's talk about rain barrels. How do you set up a rain barrel? What are the benefits?
There's a lot of options for rain barrels. You can buy ready-made kits, or there's lots of different plans online or in books for how to create your own rain barrel. Whatever sort of barrel you have, you're putting that under the downspout. You're elevating it, ideally, on blocks or pavers or something so that you can get all of the water out of that barrel, either into a watering can or into drip hoses. And it should have some sort of screening across the top so small animals don't get inside, and ideally so that mosquitoes can't get inside.
And then you just wait for it to rain?
Basically, yeah. So rain barrels are wonderful for these periods in between rains. So you're capturing that rainwater and able to use it in your garden before the next rain. They're not, however, great for drought. If you're not getting any rain at all, of course, your rain barrel won't fill up. So this is just a nice kind of maintenance thing to have in your yard and make use of that water. But I don't usually think of it as being a drought remedy.
Are there downsides to rain barrels?
I think probably the biggest one is just what is actually coming off of your roof into that barrel. There could be animal droppings up there from birds, squirrels, who knows? And also you could be getting leached chemicals off of whatever your roofing material is. Let's say you have asphalt shingles, you know, and that's potentially chemicals that you don't want to consume yourself. So you may only want to use the non-potable water that comes out of your rain barrel in your landscape beds where you have flowers, not in your vegetable beds where it's crops you're going to be eating. And if you are going to use it in an edible garden, then I would be very careful to try to keep the water off of the foliage and fruit. So either watering the soil directly with your watering can or setting up a drip irrigation system. It's also, too, we've talked about it before, but mulching your garden is so, so important because that is going to help keep the moisture in the soil for longer. Hopefully you don't have to water as often, especially if you're in a drought.
Hopefully we won't have a drought this summer.
My fingers are crossed. See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.